Well, we start off with our call. It says, O God, before the passion of your only begotten Son revealed his glory. And I thought about it, and I went through the lessons, and rather than doing a summary, which you know, we do sometimes, I thought of an acronym, RACE, R-A-C-E. And the reason why I thought of that is a couple of reasons. And the first one is, when I read through the gospel, I realized that the disciples persevered to stay awake. It made me think of the word race because of revealed, and then the call that we've been kind of hearing about all throughout Epiphany. Revelation is, you know, God showing us what he wants, you know, calling us. And then our acceptance of that call and of Jesus being our Savior. And then the change that all of us make when we meet face to face with God or when we experience our Lord, we change. And then to emulate, we're to emulate our Lord's action, we're to imitate Jesus. So it came up with the word grace. And then that made me think of St. Paul again. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and that the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us. So we can keep that in mind, race, revelation, acceptance, change, and emulation to imitate our Lord. Now in the Old Testament, we find out that Moses goes to God, and then he gets changed. His face is suddenly glowing and shining, and he goes down to his people. Well, the people are afraid because he's so shiny. You know, they just were afraid of this. In the Old Testament time, they believed that if anybody saw God face to face, they would die. So at first they just kind of didn't want to have anything to do with him. But we know that that's not true. So they were afraid of the change, of the shining, the glory of God being shown in Moses. So he put a veil over his face when he would talk to them after that. He would actually hide, you know, the glory of God. He would actually hide it. Now, in the Gospel and in the New Testament, the disciples learned a lot more. We know that Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and they went up the mountain to pray. We know this is also read on the Feast of the Transfiguration, and that's in August. So what happens? They learn the exact opposite, and it kind of is interesting as you go through it. Jesus' face was changed when he was praying, and then his clothes became a dazzling light. You know, he was in the presence of God. They were in the presence of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then suddenly they saw Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. And Jesus knew what was to happen. Jesus knew what was going to happen in Jerusalem. And God was there with them. Moses and Elijah were to represent the Old Testament. Moses being the Ten Commandments, and Elijah, the greatest of all the prophets. So what happens next? Well, they saw this. They stayed awake. They persevered. And they saw the glory of God in all three men. Because Moses and Elijah were the Ten Commandments and the greatest prophet of all times. So what happens? Peter, and you gotta love him because he was trying his best. He says, Lord, or Master, it's good for us to make three dwellings. One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Well, God is thinking, no. That's not the point. So what happens? Instead of shininess, a cloud comes over them. And not being afraid of the glory of God, seeing the shine in Jesus, they became afraid. It was the opposite. They became afraid of being in the cloud. They couldn't see. And So what happens? A voice, the voice of God, came from the cloud, and it said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." And so what happened? The cloud went away. And who was left? Not Moses, not Elijah, Jesus. God was focusing his disciples on Jesus, his son, the Messiah, the anointed. God wanted them to only listen to him. He was his son, our Savior. So instead of being afraid of the shine, they began to learn how to trust in Jesus, and it is through Jesus that we see the glory of God, which Paul explains in the New Testament lesson. They were afraid of the cloud. It shows opposites. It's kind of, I thought it was really interesting. Jesus has primacy over everything in the Bible. Jesus is he completes the Bible. He came at the fullness of time, and there's no better gift, no better person, no better divine being. Jesus is who we are to follow. So what happens next? Paul also tells us the same thing. He even explains it. He says, we have a hope now, and our hope is a sure hope. It's Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we are not to put a veil over our faces, and we are not to be afraid of God's glory. We're supposed to shine out. We're supposed to show God's glory through Jesus Christ and through ourselves. He says here, but their minds were hardened, and that was in the Old Testament time, and they were afraid, and that's why Moses put the veil over his face. But then he says, since only in Christ it is set aside, so indeed, to this very day, whenever Moses is read, a veil lies over their minds. Hardness of heart. But then he explained, when one turns to Jesus Christ, when one turns to the Lord, the cloud disappears, the veil disappears, and we can see the glory in Christ. And it's in Christ that we have our freedom, in our abundance. And in being his disciples, being Jesus' students and his witnesses, and with God's mercy, we are to be little shining lights everywhere we go, every minute of the day, and do that out in the world with our families, our friends, everywhere we go. And we are not to lose heart. We can do this because Jesus is our Savior. We can do it because we have the power of God in us, because each and every one of us has the Holy Spirit within us. So like the apostles, we are to run the race. We are to shine out. We are to persevere, be changed, be transformed, and be like Jesus Christ, be his witnesses in the world each and every day.